USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas grand jury on Thursday said right-wing radio host Alex Jones should pay the parents of a child killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre at least $4.1 million for falsely claiming the shooting was a hoax. Looks like all Democrats are in for more spending and printing more money, as the massive inflation reduction bill will be completely on the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the voting will begin Saturday after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is reported to be on board. A suspect pulled out a handgun and fired three shots into a Nike store at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Thursday's incident near closing time happened after an altercation between two groups of people. No one was injured. The mall was shut down, but will reopen this morning as scheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The NASA Space Agency is calling it humanity's return to the moon. The Artemis 1 moon launch will take place August 29th. With her popularity in Wyoming waning, Republican Liz Cheney is calling out the big guns. Daddy.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has slammed Donald Trump and labeled him a, quote, coward in a new campaign ad for his daughter, Representative Liz Cheney.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters.
Liz Cheney is running in the Republican primary for Wyoming's at-large congressional district on August 16th. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All Democrat lawmakers look like they're going to support the Inflation Reduction Act during a recession. With zero Republican support, the Democrats are hoping you won't notice the army of IRS agents and higher taxes for everybody. Iowa Republican Representative Ashley Hinson calls out the Democrat elitists.
Well, Iowans can see right through President Biden and Speaker Pelosi's lies about this bill. The title is completely misleading. It does not reduce inflation. In fact, through 2024, it will actually drive it upwards. I think we all learned our lesson when the Democrats last year were touting their $1.9 trillion spending bill, saying it was going to help the American economy, when instead Republicans were raising alarms that it would contribute to inflation. And that's exactly what we've seen. So raising taxes and spending more money during a recession is not a good idea. In fact, it just places more of a burden on Iowa working families and American working families. And that's exactly what this bill does. It targets them. It supercharges the IRS. It targets our manufacturers and our small businesses with higher taxes. I don't know what kind of rock the White House is living under or Speaker Pelosi is living under, but I can tell you the stories that I hear from my constituents, and inflation is hurting them. That pinch at the pump, the pinch at the grocery store, they feel it every single day, and that's why they're going to come out and turn out in record numbers and vote for Republicans in November.
Four people were sent to the hospital after being struck by lightning near the White House in Washington, D.C. overnight. The incident took place at Lafayette Square. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.